Good morning. It's a wonderful first Sunday of summer, and the summer has certainly showed up with the heat and humidity this year, hasn't it? We gather today for a twofold celebration. First, we join together to worship our God and celebrate the wonderful things He has given us. The warmth of the sun, the wonderful flowers, and even the recent rains, bringing our trees and gardens back to life. We are also here as a community to celebrate the ministry and faithful service of Pastor Randy Clausen. These two things are very much linked, as Pastor Randy has worked so hard to be a living embodiment of God's love for His people and demonstrated the way of Christ for His flock. We at St. Catherine's UM Church would like to extend also a warm welcome to all of the visitors that are here to join us for this special celebration. Now, Pastor Andy, are there any introductions you would like to make?
Too many.
Everyone, okay. It's a broad welcome. So thank you very much for those that have joined us, and especially some who have made very long trips to be here with us today. I'd also like to announce that today, following the service, there'll be a barbecue luncheon in the gym to celebrate Pastor Randy's retirement, and certainly all are welcome to join us.
We'd also like to draw your attention to a few announcements in the bulletin. Next week, we'll be starting our outdoor summer worship services. They will be held on the west side of the church under the trees. Please be aware the driveway on that side will be blocked to traffic, and you should bring a lawn chair for the service. If the weather does not cooperate, the service will be held inside. Vacation Bible Camp is also just around the corner. There is still a need for volunteers, both working directly with the children as well as behind the scenes. We are also looking for nut-free baking and, of course, your continued prayer for our children's ministries. Please stand if you are able and join us and join our worship team this morning singing today.
The worship team will be the choir today.
Sorry.
The call to worship today comes from Psalm 40, verses 1 to 4. I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock. He gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see the fear of the Lord and put their trust in him. Blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, who does not look to the proud, to those who turn aside to false gods.
Let us bow for prayer. Let us bow for prayer. Dear God, thank you for the seasons of life, for the joy of childhood, the excitement of youth, and the stability of maturity. Thank you for the blessings that come at all ages, for all of the happy memories to enjoy, for the wisdom that comes through experience, and for the freedom that is given with retirement. Lord, we ask you to be with those, and we give thanks for the tremendous blessing that has come from the work of many years, and thank you that you still anoint and use us always in all seasons. We pray that this would be a new beginning. May your hope arise and your vision be the guide. May a new rhythm emerge, one that forms a beautiful balance between rest and engagement with life. And now, Lord, we ask for your blessings. May there be good health, joy in abundance, and peace in heart and mind, and from this day forwards and each day that follows. In Jesus' name, amen. Would the children come forward for the children's story around the side? We're going to sing a song first. Hey, come on up, kids. All
All right. Do we have everybody this morning? Awesome. Well, friends, this is super exciting, but I was going to ask Pastor Randy to come up and join us. I don't know if he's available. We will, you know what? We'll chat about it, and we'll see if he can come and join us in a minute. Because today, our surprise was going to be, you know how we always bring something to talk about? The something I was bringing is Pastor Randy. What a special day for Pastor Randy, right? Friends, he is retiring. What is retirement? What does that mean? Quitting your job, Callan said. Quit. Out. Right? Wow. Does anybody else? What do you do when you're retired? What do you do? Corey, what do? You just stop. You just stop everything? Oh, Pastor Randy's going to be really super slowed down. Hey? Anybody have any other ideas? Is he coming? Is he coming to join us? I hope so. We'll see if he can come. I think Pastor Randy, because we know him so well, he has done so many things, so many sermons for us, and he's kind of shared with us some of the things he likes to do. Here he is. Here's my object for today's object lesson. There he is. Did you hear you were supposed to stop and slow down and quit your job? I think you might be close to that. That's right. Always helping. You know what? Pastor Randy, I think he loves to garden. We learned about that. He talked about that at the church picnic too. And Pastor Randy does volunteer work with search and rescue. Remember he showed us all those pictures from the plane and the work that he does with that? Pastor Randy loves to write. He has helped many people to write their life stories and to get them down in print so that people can share them with their family and the next generation. And you know what? I think maybe he might just like to do what Corey said, which is just to stop and just relax, which is such a good thing, right? Now we have, Randy, we have made a card for you that is just so full of all of our wishes. So I'm going to read it to you here. It says, "We will you enjoy your retirement." And in the inside, "We liked that you came to visit us." I don't know if everybody knows that, but Pastor Randy came down pretty much every Sunday morning to say hello to us in Sunday school, and it meant so much to us. And it says, "We love you," and then it is signed by all of our Sunday school kiddos. Hey, so we just want to wish you all the best. And you know what I think we should do? Let's pray for Pastor Randy, right? God, thank you so much for giving us such a wonderful pastor and for the blessing that Randy has been to all of us. And we ask that you now bless him in his time of retirement and give him great health and lots of happiness and lots of time to do all the things he loves. Amen. Friends, I've been asked, let any guests know, we do have a nursery available downstairs in the basement. There's some signs pointing in that direction, so if anyone has small kids that you would like to drop off there, we do have supervision down there.
Good morning, church. A picture's worth a thousand words. And we've certainly had a number of beautiful pictures this morning. What a summary that has been.
It is very meaningful to me to be asked to provide a sermon from one of Randy's favorite biblical texts this morning. The well-chosen music has already preached to us. Christ, we do all adore thee, is a true confession of the reason we gather as believers. In Christ alone, a statement of commitment to make Jesus the center of everything we truly value in life. Then we are people of God's peace, affirming our mandate to be followers of Jesus in an open-hearted, open-handed love, welcoming all people, even strangers and enemies, into God's kingdom, as he did. A sure indication of the effectiveness of Randy's life of pastoral ministry is how he served significantly long stints in several congregations. He's been steadfast in giving and receiving the blessings of faith and fellowship, with an emphasis on deep faith in Christ lived out in missional witness in the world. Randy's ministry is a testament of one who follows a calling through decades, all the way to this life stage called retirement. Now, you'll find me saying some good things about Pastor Randy today because I appreciate the guy. But why? Well, 10 years ago in the spring of 2013, I was about to retire from high school teaching, and I was in the process of discerning with you all, about whether I should become the new lead pastor here at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church. Randy had been here almost a year in an interim supply role. He and I didn't really know each other yet, so we met in his office in order to case each other out a bit. What did we talk about? Well, we connected some dots. We were both Westerners originally. We both got solid biblical education in Winnipeg. He at Canadian Mennonite Bible College, and I at Mennonite Brethren Bible College. At our respective colleges, we met and then married young women from the Niagara region. You're both here today. All good things. As we talked that day, it was clear we shared certain theological influences and spiritual experiences. Yes, all was good. At one point, Randy leaned back in his chair, and a sort of disarming smile came across his face. You know, you can tell when he's about to make a wry observation that something else needs to be realized or examined in the process. He said, "Duh, what kind of MB were you?" Well, Randy knew I'd been a member of Grace Mennonite Church for a number of years since transferring membership from the Mennonite Brethren Church. And others of you, you have done that too, bringing and receiving blessings in that process. Anyway, I knew what Randy was getting at. In our history as Mennonites, the better than you feeling has sometimes in some places hindered our potential for good relations. We've let secondary distinctives dull our vision for harmony in worship and mission. I'm not going to go on about that, but that day I sensed Randy simply wanted to know whether I had another agenda than the biblical text we're looking at today, his favorite text. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. From the start, Randy and I enjoyed working together. We had good vibes, found in a common vision to be faithful to biblical teachings, true to our Anabaptist Mennonite heritage, respectful of each other's gifts and callings as colleagues in our Mennonite Church Canada denomination. Now, though I was led before too long to make a ministry transition to another congregation, I gained an ongoing friendship with Randy and Renata. Every time I see him, I know he cares about my well-being and matters of health, and with my family, and now in my own retirement, which started a year ago. Now to the biblical text that has guided and empowered Randy's life. Accept one another then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God. The two verses preceding this statement, Karen read, read like this. May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind toward each other that Christ Jesus had, so that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two key words here help explain how it is that we can maintain a relationship of healthy mission together in a church or among Mennonite denominations. They also underlie the reasons why a pastor like Randy Clausen could continue such a focused faithfulness in ministry in several long labors of love in congregations, with St. Catherine's UM being the one from which he now retires. And these two words help us understand my strange title for today's sermon. Endurance and encouragement are the words. So I call this sermon Living Faithfully in End Times, drawing attention to those two words. Of course, I'm also playing with the idea that retirement is a kind of end time, closing off aspects of the working life, as the children were helping identify. It's also generally a marking of transition into the last decade or two, maybe three, of a person's life, the end times of the life journey. How do we live faithfully all life long? By realizing over and over again that it is our God of generous love who gives us these end things for all times, including end times, endurance and encouragement. Think of what some of you personally or your parents or other relatives went through because of World War II. Not to mention the experiences of Mennonites in the early years of the Soviet Union after the revolution. How people escaping from life-threatening circumstances praise God for helping them endure, giving them courage to get through it. No wonder this church can see what God has given to us simply has to be shared, for example, with refugees. In the past and more recently, you have accepted and supported people into our community who are from totally different backgrounds, including religious differences. This is an example of true biblical faithfulness. I truly honor this church and its vision for helping the homeless of our war-scarred world. Think of the witness of endurance and encouragement we can give to the widows and orphans of this planet, and to other people facing marginalization, discrimination, destitution, harsh conditions of life. I know the churches like yours and like mine at Grace Mennonite, where I served as pastor for 7 years after going here, outreach pastor and associate pastor, eventually for a year, lead pastor. We wonder sometimes, might we be getting too old and tired to be of much relevance anymore? I have a dear friend, a Quaker, whose somewhat older husband is deteriorating mentally and physically. She had been praying for strength to endure all the pressures of trying to take care of him. Then one day, the words tender generosity entered her mind. She says she whispers that over and over, especially when the going is rough. When we need to focus on fortitude in an exasperating situation, we are reinvigorated as we offer tender generosity. In a church like this, often to frail and elderly people, of course, but also to people like refugees, the homeless, and others in need. That kind of vision can sustain a church a long time. A church can't be judged by the number of people entering its doors, but by the way those people bear the secularization of the world by inspiring one another to stay steady in serving others in Jesus' name. Today we affirm that Randy's legacy in several churches is his example of endurance. Randy, may that quality continue to be a mark of character in everything that retirement brings to you. Now the word encouragement. It refers to the idea of inner strength. You might recognize the French word cœur, which means heart. To encourage is to put heart into something. It is to help self or others meet danger, trouble, or difficulty with as much depth of vision and purpose as possible. Life requires courage at many points along the way. For pastors who often are listening to and responding to troubles and fears of individual persons or of whole congregations, courage is an absolutely necessary quality for their own empowerment and effectiveness in helping others, especially those dealing with aging or death. Randy has blessed people with calmness in trying times and has enlivened people with encouragement to believe in life's gifts and God's grace, and to keep striving to be faithful to the best elements of our true selves and to God lifelong. It's important to note that these Romans verses that Randy values so highly were teachings of Paul the Apostle sent to new Christians in that great city at a time when the emperor Nero had recently ascended to power over the Roman Empire. He was an evil person. A few years later, Paul would be taken to Rome as a prisoner. Apparently, he was treated better than some prisoners, but with the erratic and vindictive Nero in control, Paul's last season of his life was spent expecting at any moment to be dragged off to a dimly lit dungeon, or maybe out into full public view, for execution by whatever quick or lingering means of death Nero might have had in mind. Imagine Paul enduring those tenuous days. He stayed steadfast in his faith confession, encouraged by his full confidence in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what image might I leave with you as I draw toward a conclusion this morning? It might be an idea for us all to have those two N words on banners, still room, up on our church walls, or stamped into special rings that could be worn on each hand, or maybe for some, tattoos. Endurance and encouragement. These are tremendous gifts from God to be shared among us all and to be offered to the world. Randy, you move now into a kind of end time following your ministry life. Of course, we never know what the Spirit of God might have in store for you. Your calling still is to use your pastoral giftedness. May God help you discern where and how to do so with freedom and fearlessness. At the same time, may God give you the reward of rest. May retirement mean refreshment. May it give you occasion for joyful recollection of the best times and meaningful reflection on the more difficult times. And may you grow ever wiser and happier in seeing God's hand in all of it. Randy, whatever challenges retirement might bring, and Pastor Tim and the people here at St. Catherine's UM, as you work together with determined purpose to be a regenerative church witnessing faith in this modern secular society, don't hold back from doing what it takes to get what you need from God as blessings of endurance and encouragement on your journey forward. Back in 1999, when I lived in the Vancouver area, I attended a presentation by a man who had adventured around the world by himself in a 22-foot sailboat with only one stop on land during the voyage. People asked how he could carry enough fresh water on board for long months out in the open ocean. He said, "I couldn't. So when my drinking water ran low, I studied the horizon. When I saw clouds building and I felt the seas rising, I set sail toward the darkest skies. To save myself, I had to go through the storms." The writer Paul Murray says, sometimes it is only in the heart of a storm of circumstances which we can't control that we come finally to realize something of the wonderful mystery of God. We all know that the best form of control is to let go into God's will. So Randy and Limwell Church and all of us, by the grace of God, we can sail on with endurance and encouragement, faithfully accepting one another, serving one another, and graciously, creatively witnessing to the world about who Jesus is. As long as our lives last, in times of struggle and in times of rest, that is the will of God, in order that God, through Jesus Christ, alive in us all, may be praised. Amen.
Just wanted to give a couple of quick updates. Before inviting Pastor Randy Ford, just one, Abe Wall is at the back, he's feeling better. We thought we'd like to let everyone know that things are going a lot. Oh, sorry, Abe F. Thank you, Randy. Abe F is feeling better, so he's really tough back there. Couple of things, we're going to be passing around the collection plate to take up for air conditioning. We're going to close the doors, no one's leaving. But in all honesty, if you are feeling the heat, please don't be afraid to take off jackets, sweaters, ties. There's certainly no shame in that. We're going to be heading down to the gymnasium after. It's a bit cooler down there. It's buried in the ground. And if you feel for you it's best to head down a little bit early, please do so. There's no embarrassment or shame in that. So I invite you to do that if that works for you. And with that, Pastor Randy, please come on up. So it's really hard to believe that he's been with us for so long as a shepherd to guide this church. I wanted to say on behalf of the church council and the congregation to say a special heartfelt thank you for all the work you've done and the care you've provided, especially for our seniors population. Christ has shone through your ministry and reached out to many beyond our church community in the way that they saw your love and compassion show to the loved ones of families as they went to be with their Father in heaven. So in recognition of your service to the church, we would like to provide you with, well, this was coming, our 50th anniversary. Just kidding. I know where there are more of these if anybody else wants one. Have a real retirement gift for you, collected on behalf of the congregation. So we hopefully that will be very much of use to you in the future. And so thank you very much, Randy, for all that you have done for us. Appreciate the word that Abe is doing better. Abe has been a longtime friend for Renata and I and sharing the ministry at Bethany Mennonite. I might say the experience in warmth and especially people wearing jackets, as Kurt mentioned, it's not been the first time I've seen this happen during worship services, but it's been a while. But somebody told me a long time ago, dress for the occasion, and in summertime, it's hot, dress for the occasion. It's a worship service, dress for the occasion. Dress it. Thank you. Have the litany on the screen, please. There's a part for leaders, and there's a part for men, and there's a part for you as well. As sisters and brothers in this faith community, today we give thanks for Randy's 11 years of ministry with us. Randy, today we say farewell to you and ask God to bless the journey ahead as you continue to serve Jesus in your retirement. We have walked, we have talked, and worked together. We have prayed, listened to the Bible, and grown together. We've worshiped, celebrated, and we have mourned together. And I will always treasure the ways that we have followed Jesus together. This is a time of many feelings, sadness, joy, loss, and thankfulness. It's the goodbyes that are hard, but we have accomplished much during these years together, and we give thanks and praise to God for you and the ministry you have shared among us. I leave with cherished memories of our times together. You have shaped my faith and helped me to see and to seek God's presence in my life and in the community. I'm deeply honored that you have entrusted your stories, your life's joys and sorrows, and for us to hold those together before God. Thank you for your time, your prayers, your encouragement, and your care along the way. God has blessed us richly in your ministry, We now bless you and commission you into retirement for this new chapter in your life. As you, the people of St. Catherine's and Mennonite Church, bless Randy as he leaves this congregation, do you now release him from his pastoral responsibilities and relationships? Randy, do you release the congregation from its loyalty to you as their pastor? Do you release the members from turning to you and depending on you to provide the pastoral ministries they seek? With the help of God, I do. We will now be friends in Christ, not pastor and church members. And I will continue to hold you and the church in my prayers as you continue the valuable ministries for each other and for the wider community. Randy, may God bless you and guide you in these next steps of your journey. May you experience peace, joy, hope, and purpose as you serve Jesus in new ways. May God bless and guide us as a congregation into the hopeful future as we continue Jesus' kingdom work. May God bless and guide each of us in the new relationships that we will now share. Amen. Have been asked to come forward and form a prayer circle around Pastor Randy and Renata. Renata, please come and join Randy, and I would ask those members who have been approached to please come and support them. Maybe place a hand on his shoulder. As a congregation, let us pray. Before you, holy God, gentle shepherd, we come. We pause in the life of this local church family to celebrate and give thanks for the pastoral ministry and Christian example of our pastor, Randy Clausen.
We join with Christian brothers and sisters, both those present in this world today and with those precious saints who have reached the glorious heavenly realm, giving thanks for the lives that have been touched by the godly character and Christian graces of Pastor Randy. We pause and give thanks for Pastor Randy's divine call into Christian service at a young age, for he, like the boy Samuel, said, "Here I am, Lord." We give thanks for Pastor Randy's contribution to the life of local churches, Christian camps, and our greater Mennonite church family. Like the prophet Isaiah, he too was touched with a divine call and responded by using his voice and Christ's presence to minister. "Here I am. Send me." We give thanks with Randy for both his godly heritage that shaped him and godly Christians who have affirmed God's call upon his life. And now, gentle shepherd of the sheep, our brother senses it is time, as Solomon wrote, a time to be silent and a time to speak. For Pastor Randy, as he sets aside his pastoral duties at St. Catherine's United Mennonite Church, it is time for him to look forward to the next chapter of his life as he walks hand in hand with his beloved wife and partner, Renata, as together they experience the hand of God leading them forward. We thank God that Randy has been given the grace of endurance and the gift of encouragement, in order that over a lifetime of service, he has offered grace and hope to many precious souls. And so we pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless Randy and Renata as they venture forward, knowing your presence goes with them. And all God's people said, we call upon our volunteer choir, followed by our benediction from Pastor Tim Amor.
Please stand as you're able. And we will invite Pastor Randy and his family to go down first. So after the blessing, please hold up a little bit. Make sure they get first in line. And then we can see what food is good by their expressions. I assume that means Pastor Randy will take one of everything. Well, friends, may the God of hope fill you with all peace and joy as you continue to put your trust in Him. Wherever you go, may that hope overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in God's peace. Amen.